This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 21. Matthew 21. There's three places in the Gospels with the account of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. It's in Matthew 21, and it's also in two other places in Mark 11, which Brother Carlos read out of this morning. I said, oh Lord, is he going to preach my message this morning? But he went to a different place, so he did all right. We're on the same page. Way to go, brother. And then it's also, besides Matthew 21 and Mark 11, it's also in Luke 19. And we're going to be referring to these other two accounts that tell the story of the triumphal entry of Jesus. Amen. And today the title of the message is, Behold, Thy King Cometh. Amen. Behold, Thy King Cometh. Hallelujah. How many know that Jesus, our King, He has come? Amen? He came. But you know what? I'm excited to tell you He's still coming back again. Amen? Even though He came 2,000 years ago, and we're going to read about it this week, about what Jesus did. Even though He came back then, He's still coming again. So today we need to realize, behold, Thy King cometh today. Amen? Your King cometh today. My King cometh today. Amen. Let's read the scriptures here. In Matthew 21, we're going to start with verse 1. Praise God. As we read the story about the triumphal entry of Jesus, it says in verse 1, And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass or a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Praise God. Verse 4, All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy King cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Amen. I'm going to pause there for a moment. Can you imagine if you were one of Jesus' disciples and He asked you to, He gave you these instructions, these commandments to go and get a donkey for me and get a colt for me and bring them to this place and so on and so forth. Can you imagine how the disciples had to be wondering, what is Jesus up to? Amen? Why do we need these animals? I mean, why do we need a donkey? Amen? I mean, we look at the donkey is one of the probably most stupidest animals, don't we? Doesn't know what it's doing, just kind of hangs around. But Jesus used this illustration here and asked the disciples to go and get this donkey and to go get this colt because He had a purpose in it. Amen. How many know the Lord in everything He did when He lived on this earth, there was a purpose to what He did. Amen. Everything in the scriptures that we read about has a purpose for it, and it means something today to us today, okay? Now, what is beautiful and interesting here and biblical is that what was spoken here to the disciples to do and what was about to take place, this was prophesied years ago, amen? How many know that the Bible, it tells us of many prophecies that are going to come to pass? And this is one of those prophecies, all right? And I want you to look with me to some cross references quickly here this morning. In Isaiah 62:11, we see this prophecy, all right? So we're going to read that this morning about what was said here by Jesus to his disciples. Isaiah 62. Hallelujah. We're going to look at these two verses. And this prophecy, I want you to realize here today, the fulfillment of this prophecy was to the daughter of Zion, okay, which is Israel. And today it's not only Israel, but it's the church, amen, spiritual Israel. How many know that's me and you today, amen? We're spiritual Israel today. We're the daughter of Zion, just like true Israel is today, amen? And this prophecy was for us, just as it was for the people of that time, amen? And I want you to see what he says here in the prophecy in Isaiah 62. We're going to read verses 11 and 12. It says, "Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion," there it is again, "Behold, thy salvation cometh, behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him." Amen? He was saying here, you know what? We, as the daughter of Zion, the church, you need to know that, behold, your salvation is coming. Amen? That's what he was prophesying here, that we were going to, it was going to be proclaimed that salvation was coming. Amen? Are you thankful today that we have salvation? Amen? It was prophesied way back here in Isaiah 62:11 that our salvation was coming. Amen. We know that he's already come. But look at in verse 12 what he says. He says, "And they shall call them," meaning Israel and us today, the people of God, all right? He says, "They shall call them the holy people." Amen. We shall be called the holy people. We shall be called the redeemed of the Lord. Anybody redeemed here today? Amen. And not only are you redeemed, he says, you're holy. And look at what he says, "And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken." Amen. Meaning, you know what? Jesus was going to seek you out. You were going to be sought out by the Spirit of the Lord. It was prophesied years ago that, you know what? Salvation was coming to your house. Amen. To my house, praise God. That we were going to be a people that were holy, praise God, redeemed of the Lord, amen. A people that God was going to seek us out and we would not be forsaken, amen. Today, if you feel forsaken, I'm here to encourage you, don't be that way today. God has not forsaken you, amen. He has sent his Son. God has sent his Son to save you. And to tell you today, you know what? Salvation has come. You are a city that is not forsaken today. Amen. You are the people of God, a holy people, he says. Amen. God looks to us to be a holy people today, a people that are redeemed. Amen. A people who were once lost, but now are saved. Amen. That's what it means to be redeemed, to come back to the place you once were. Amen. We're going back to the place where Adam and Eve were at one time. Amen? In the garden. Praise God. God is redeeming us. Amen. Now this prophecy is not only in Isaiah 62, but it's also in Zechariah 9:9. I want you to go there with me quickly. Zechariah 9:9. Amen. Some of these books, sometimes you never hear anything brought out from it. But today, it's important because we see prophecies coming from the Old Testament. And in Zechariah 9:9, again, this same prophecy is being spoken here that Jesus gave to the disciples in Matthew 21. And in Zechariah 9:9, look at what he says. And this is what we're to do today. He says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion." Hallelujah. He says, "Shout, hallelujah, O daughter of Jerusalem." Amen. He says, "Behold, thy king cometh unto thee." Amen. Praise God. "He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass. Amen? He's telling us today that we were to what? Rejoice greatly. Amen? He didn't just say rejoice, but rejoice greatly. I mean, with a lot of enthusiasm today, amen? With a lot of blessing on your heart, with a lot of thankfulness in your heart, we're supposed to rejoice and shout, amen? It's okay to shout to the Lord, amen? It's okay to rejoice in the house of the Lord, amen? We don't, you know, God doesn't want a quiet, dead church. How many know that today, amen? He wants us alive and well. He wants us rejoicing. Why? Because thy King cometh, amen? Because thy salvation is come. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. That's why we can rejoice today. That's why we can shout today. Because this was prophesied to us many years ago that a just one was coming. And his name was Jesus. Hallelujah. Bringing salvation to us today. My God. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Matthew 21. Hallelujah. So all this was done that the prophecy would be fulfilled. Amen? Back in Isaiah, back in Zechariah. Amen. So the disciples did what Jesus told them to do. Amen? Let's go back to the verses. And in verse 6, we'll start again from there. It says, and the disciples went as Jesus commanded them to. Amen? And in verse 7, and brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And it says, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, hallelujah, to the Son of David, amen. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, hallelujah. So Jesus told them what to do, and the disciples obeyed him and came back with this donkey, with this ass, and with this colt. And now, you know what? It says here the disciples and a great multitude that was there, amen, began to put their clothes and their garments and their palm branches, amen. They began to put them along the roadside and upon the donkey, amen. They covered the donkey and they placed Jesus on the donkey. Amen. And he began to ride into the town of Jerusalem. Amen. This was his triumphal entry. Amen. That Jesus was coming to town. Amen. Not Santa Claus. Amen. Jesus was coming to town. Amen. I had to say that. I couldn't help it. Amen. Praise God. But you notice here how he came. He says he came meek and sitting upon this ass, amen, he came meek and humbly, praise God. But this was a time that I want you to understand here that as Jesus rode into town, as he rode into Jerusalem, it was a time that the disciples and the multitude began to honor Jesus, amen. When you begin to lay your clothes and your garments out on the street, amen, on the road, on the path that Jesus was going to ride into with this donkey and with this colt. Amen. This was their way of saying, Lord, we honor you today. Amen. With the palm branches that were laid on the ground, on the street. Amen. This was their way of saying, Lord, we honor you today. Amen. You are the King. Hallelujah. We are going to say unto you, Hosanna to the Son of David. Amen. They realized that this Jesus came from the lineage of David. Amen. And they were excited for this time that Jesus was going to come to Jerusalem. And this is what they began to say, the crowds. Amen. The multitudes of people. It says here, the disciples. Amen. It says they followed and they cried out. Hallelujah. They shouted out. What did they say? Hosanna to the Son of David. Amen. They said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. They said, Hosanna in the highest. Praise God. They were honoring Jesus at this time. Amen. As he rode in humbly before the people. Praise God. His triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Today, we've asked him to come in and enter here, hallelujah, in our church, amen, by the Spirit of the Lord, to come in victoriously, hallelujah, just like he did back then 2,000 years ago. And I believe we have honored him today with our praise and worship, amen. We have acclaimed him and honored him with our praise and our thanksgiving and with our waving today of our palm branches in the same way that they did back then 2,000 years ago. He's still looking to us, the church, to give him the honor that is due his name. Amen. The glory that is due his name. Hallelujah. It's not about a man that we come here today or about a woman. It's about Jesus today. Amen. And we come every time these doors are open, we come to honor his name. Amen. The name that's above every name. Hallelujah. To give him honor and glory and praise. So that's what the people began to do as they came and worshiped Jesus. This was a way that they were worshiping the Son of God, the Son of David today. Same way we are doing today in the midst of one another. Hallelujah. Now let's continue on here in verse 10. As they were praising him and worshiping him. Hallelujah. It says in verse 10, and when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? All right, so you can imagine as Jesus came into Jerusalem, there was a stir about in the town as they saw this triumphal entry. Can you imagine if Jesus was here today and he came and walked down Oriole Street here, Oriole Avenue, amen. What would take place if we began to shout and sing and worship and praise him and begin to get people's attention? People would say, who is this? What's going on? What's happening? Well, that's what was happening here as we read here that as he came into Jerusalem, the city was saying, who is this man? Amen. Who is this man? And look at what the response says. And verse 11, and the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. They knew him not only as king here, okay, because they were acclaiming him and honoring him as the king, but they also knew him as the prophet. Amen. How many know today that he's prophet, priest, and king today? Amen. He holds all those offices today, Jesus. The prophet and the king and the priest is all in our Jesus today. And the people said, you know what? This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Hallelujah. I wonder today who people are saying Jesus is. Amen? I mean, today we are the church. We're here today. We know who Jesus is, and we come to worship him and praise him and bless him and give him his honor today. But who do people say that Jesus is today? Amen? There's a lot of different thoughts on what people think Jesus is today. Amen? Some people look at him just as only a prophet. Amen? There's some religions, some churches, some denominations that only believe Jesus is a prophet. He was a great teacher, and he was a great teacher. But they don't believe that he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords today. Amen? Many do not believe that Jesus was truly the Son of God today. Some think he was just a good man that lived many years ago. Oh yeah, Jesus, he was a good man, but he was just a man like everybody else. Many people believe that today, you know. But today, what do we believe? You know, what do we look? How do we look to Jesus today? I pray and hope that we look to him for more than what the world thinks he is today. Amen. For what they envision our Jesus as. But the people wondered who this Jesus was, and the people told him here that he was the prophet. Amen. He was the prophet. Hallelujah. You know what? If Jesus came today and had that entry here today, you know what? It would be different, I'm sure, with modern technology and just the way our society is today. You know, back then he came on a donkey. But if Jesus came today, I picture this, he would come in a limousine. Amen? You know what? Can you see that today? a long, huge limousine, amen, and he would be in the middle of it, and you could see him, amen? I mean, that's how the world would do something today. You know what I'm talking about, amen? And instead of us laying clothes and our garments or the palm branches on the ground, on the street, I could see a long red carpet. Amen? And you know what made me think of that is when they have the awards. Amen? The Emmy Awards and all the Oscar Awards and all the different awards. What do they have at those places? They have this long red carpet. Amen? As all the actors and the singers and all the people that we watch on TV are coming into these awards ceremonies, what do? They have them on the red carpet. Amen? Well, I could see it. If Jesus rode in today, we would have an awesome red carpet laid out for him. Amen? Because he's the King of Kings. Amen? He's the Lord of Lords. He's special today. Amen? He is the prophet, but he's more than just the prophet. He's the King. Amen? Hallelujah. They acclaimed him here as the King. I want you to realize that. Not only did they honor Jesus here, but they also acclaimed Jesus as the King. Amen? And I want you to see this even in a cross-reference of these verses that we're reading here in Luke 19, 37 and 38. We're going to read it from that version because it's said a little bit different of how the people acclaim Jesus as the King. So in verse 37 of Luke 19, it says this, "And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude," it says here, "of the disciples began to rejoice," there it is again, "and praise God with a loud voice," hallelujah, "for the mighty works that they had seen," amen, "saying," in verse 38, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord," hallelujah, "peace in heaven and glory in the highest," hallelujah. Can you see that, church? The disciples, the people, the multitude, they came forth to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. Why? Because they had saw many mighty works. Amen? Have you seen any mighty works in the Lord? Amen? So in the same way as they came, we came today, and we come today to praise and worship him because of the mighty works that we have seen, saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord." I like that. Peace in heaven. Amen? Peace on earth. Hallelujah. How many know we need peace? The peace that's in heaven we need on earth. Amen? Jesus came to bring us that peace. Hallelujah. And he says, "Glory in the highest." Oh, hallelujah. This is how they acclaimed Jesus as King back then, and how we must today. Moving right along here, I want you to go back to Matthew 21, verses 12. We're going to finish this last part here. Very important what Jesus did here. In verse 12, he says, "And Jesus went into the temple of God," and look at what he did, "and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves." O Lord. "And said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Now I want you to picture this. Jesus, as he came into Jerusalem, after he rode in, he goes to the temple. The temple was the church of that day. Amen? It's like Jesus coming into our temple or our church, and he saw what they were doing in the temple. They were selling and buying. They were exchanging merchandise. It was the church had become, the temple had become a place of business. Amen? And when Jesus walked in, he was aggravated. He was infuriated by what he saw, because this is not what's supposed to be taking place in the temple. Amen? This is not what's supposed to happen in our church even today. Amen? It's not supposed to be a place that we come to do business transactions. Amen? It's not a place that we're supposed to come here and bring things so we can sell them and others can buy them. That's not why we meet in the temple. Amen? So Jesus was upset and he overturned the tables and the money changers. And he said to them, you know what? This is not what my house is supposed to be. Amen. He says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Amen. When we come to the house of God, it's Jesus' house of prayer. Amen. And they had not made it a house of prayer. They had made it a den of thieves or robbers is another word here. So you can imagine how Jesus was upset. And he came in to what? Cleanse the temple. Amen. You know, we've been really focused in the last few weeks about coming to the house of the Lord and praying. Amen. We want this house to be known as the house of prayer. Amen. That we come in and seek the Lord and pray and ask God to be honored here and to acclaim him as king, because that's what this house is supposed to be. We want Jesus to be comfortable here. Amen? We want Jesus to feel at home here, because this is not my house, church. Amen? It's not Pastor Rich's house. It's Jesus' house. Amen? He may have me as the pastor here, but it doesn't mean that this is my house or your house. It's his house. Amen? And we must come in this attitude of prayer. You know, God is saying here, you know what? Don't do what they did back then. Amen? He had to make shambles of the house of the Lord. He had to really cause an uproar. He had to get the people's attention in the temple because they were not doing what God wanted them to do in the temple. Praise God. I ask us today, would God be pleased with us if he came to visit our church? Amen? Would God be pleased? Hallelujah. Would he feel at home here? Amen. I hope he would. Praise God. But you know what? There's many churches today that have become a place of merchandise. How many know what I'm talking about? Many churches today, it has become a place of entertainment. Amen? Where people want to come and go and be entertained. That's not what this is all about. How many know what I'm talking about today? Amen? This is a place, this is a house of prayer. This is a house of worship. Amen? We don't come here to entertain anybody. Amen? We want you to be ministered to, but we don't come here to entertain you. Praise God. We don't have a program that is a program of entertainment here. Amen? Anna doesn't pick these songs every week so that she can entertain you with her singing. Amen? Or the praise and worship team. But they come to what? Lead us into high praise and high worship, right? Because this is the house of the Lord. Amen? So we must be careful today of what we do here at Oriel Christian Assembly, that this truly is a house of prayer, not like this temple was back in the time of Jesus when he had to come in and make a shambles. You know, I want you to understand, if we're not careful today, the temple as it was here, it had become polluted. Amen? The temple was polluted. And there's many houses today that are polluted. Many churches are polluted with a lot of what? Worldlyism, right? A lot of worldly functions and things are happening in the church. And we must know today that the temple, the house of God, is a holy place. Amen? It's a sacred place. Amen? It's a place that God must be honored as he was honored during this time he came to Jerusalem. This is a place where we must acclaim Jesus as king. Amen? We must have that here more and more and more. Praise God. Now, I want you to see here what Jesus did as he came into the temple. You know, what is supposed to happen in our temple? Hallelujah. When we get together. Amen? What happened in the temple when Jesus showed up? Well, in verse 13 he says, well, we read that again, but we'll read 14. It says, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. Amen? So not only was the temple a house of prayer, where Jesus came and the disciples and those that followed Jesus came, they should be praying. But it was a place where Jesus healed those, amen, that were lame, and he healed the blind, amen. So when we come to church, it's supposed to be a place that we have healing, amen. That we can call for the blind to come in, amen. Those who are lame, we can have them come into the house of the Lord. Because when Jesus shows up, we have healing in the house, amen. This house is supposed to be a place of healing, amen. Not only physical healing, praise God, but spiritual healing, amen. Many need to be healed spiritually today, praise God. Many need to be healed emotionally. So, you know what? Not only do we come in the house of the Lord to pray, but we come to get healed here. Amen. We need to be healed by the Lord, praise God, from day to day, from week to week, from month to month. So the temple was not only a place of prayer, but a place of healing. Amen. Healing for the brokenhearted, praise God. Healing for those that were hurt, those who were bruised. Amen. That's what we have today in the temple. That's what we're supposed to have here in this temple. Praise God. Also, we see in Luke 19:47, you don't have to turn there, but in that verse it tells us that Jesus daily taught in the temple. Amen? When Jesus went into the temple, it tells us in Luke that Jesus taught daily in the temple. So also in the house of God, in this house of prayer, in the temple of God, we're supposed to have teaching. Amen? You're supposed to come and be taught by the word of the Lord. Amen? It's a place of instruction when we come in the house of the Lord. Amen? So it's not only a house of time to pray or to be healed of the Lord, to be ministered of the Lord, but it's also a time that we receive the word of God. And I like that. He says here, daily Jesus taught. Amen. You know, one day, that's a prayer of mine, that this church will be in operation 7 days a week. Amen. Oh, I didn't get no amens there. I think I need my bell. Praise God. That this church will be in operation 7 days a week. Something will be happening every day of the week. Jesus will be teaching us daily. Amen. Do you want that church? Amen? You know, the church should be open all the time. Amen? It doesn't mean that we have to have services all the time, but the church could be open all the time, having prayer daily, doing different ministries daily, right? Oh, hallelujah. That's what the temple was supposed to be. That's what we want our church to be. Amen? That's what we want to see happening here. Hallelujah. You know, a scripture I didn't share with you earlier, I want to give you now. In Mark 11:17, just write this down. Jesus said to the disciples there, he said, "Is it not written that my house shall be called?" Now I want you to hear this, because he says a little different. "My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer." Jesus said, you know what? My house is supposed to be called a house of prayer by all nations. Wow. Amen. In the same way, I ask us today, church, what are the nations saying about the church? Amen. I don't believe today that all nations are calling the church the house of prayer. Amen. People look to the church for different reasons today. But I don't believe that the world, all the nations of this world, like Jesus said, we have not come to that yet. That the world, the nations of this world, is looking to the church as the house of prayer. And why I think that is because many of us have lacked in the house of the Lord. Amen? We have lacked in our prayer. Amen? The church has failed in many ways in prayer for this world. Amen? And because of that, you know what? We have not been as strong as we need to be in these last days. The church must rise up. Can I get an amen today? We must rise up. And how are we going to rise up? But in prayer. Amen? As we have times of prayer and fasting and intercession, you know what? God will empower the church to be what He's called the church to be in these last days. But we must pray. Amen? We must see this come to pass, what Jesus said, that all nations will call the house of God the house of prayer. You know what? That's what we need to see happen in these last days. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's close here in these last couple verses. Amen. As we prepare our hearts for communion today. In 15 of Matthew 21, it says, "And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that He did, the miracles Jesus did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were sore displeased." How many know you're always going to have religious folk who are not going to be satisfied in the church? Amen? You're never going to please everybody in the church. You're going to have your religious ones who want it to be a certain way, and you better not change from doing it this way. We've been doing it this way for years, so don't change it. You know, the Pharisees here, the scribes, the chief priests, they didn't like what was taking place. Why? Because the attention was off of them and now it was on Jesus. Amen? How many know we don't need the attention on us today? Amen? It needs to be on the Lord. Amen? And we need this to come forth again. We need to see the children crying in the temple. Amen? We need children. We need young people. We need youth crying. We need them praising God. We need them worshiping God in this temple. Amen? We need families here. Amen? We're thankful for who we have here. Don't get me wrong, but we need to see some young people here. Amen? We need to see more children, amen, who are crying out to God, who are worshiping God with us today, amen. We need the young generation to get a hold of God, amen. And for that to happen, we need to pray, church, amen. We need to see what took place here in Jerusalem, in our church, amen, where the young people were crying out to God, were praising God, and worshiping God. Amen. In verse 16, he says unto him, "Hearest thou what these say?" And Jesus saith unto them, "Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou perfected praise?" You know, a child will lead us. Amen. And God wants us to be like children. Amen. And we need children to come forth here in our house, because in this way, he says here, I'll read it from the Amplified Bible, "Out of the mouths of children and infants, you have made or provided perfect praise." Amen. Perfect praise comes from a child. Amen. Perfect praise. And why is it perfect? Because it's genuine today. Amen. Our praise must be genuine. Praise God. It must be sincere. Amen. Our praise. Hallelujah. Our worship. It must be true from our hearts today. Perfect praise. Amen. That's what God wants to see today, as He did back at this time during His triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Hallelujah. "Behold, thy King cometh." Amen. "Behold, thy King cometh today." Amen. Hallelujah. "Hosanna to the Son of David." Amen. Oh, hallelujah. "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go into communion, I want to read you this one other scripture today. In Luke 19:48b, it says here, this was at the end of the same account that we read in Matthew 21. It says, "And all the people were very attentive to hear him." I'm going to say that again. "And all the people were very attentive to hear him." Church, I ask us today, are we attentive to hear him today? Amen? Are we ready to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to us today? Amen. Are we eager today, as these people were in Jerusalem? They were eager for truth. Amen. Are you eager today for the truth of God's Word? You must be. You must have a passion today for the Word of God and for the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? And if you do today, you will sing and you will shout and you will praise and rejoice like these people did back in Jerusalem many years ago today. Hallelujah. Let's be attentive. Amen. Let's be hungry today. Let's be thirsty today for truth. Amen. Because when we are, God shows up. Hallelujah. In His majesty and in His power. Amen. Hallelujah.